Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Protests happening all around the country, New York City, Boston, Oakland as well, that I've seen thus far. And if you are involved, if you are on the ground and you want to share your experience, you're certainly welcome to join us here or just talk about, you know, this whole police accountability situation in general. We've kind of gone over some ideas as to how to make things more transparent, make the police more accountable, give them less to focus on, like, you know, ending the war on drugs, ending the prohibition on prostitution and gambling. Let the police just focus on real crimes with victims. That would take away a whole lot of problems with the police and corruption and all of that.
I think what we've seen now in 9,000 years of the state, the government, what we've seen is that monopolies don't work. Governments are organizations that claim for themselves a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, and that is no different for the police. The police don't exactly have a monopoly, so for instance, you'll have police and the sheriffs and you know, state police that also work in the same area. But I think we can fairly say that they're cartelized, especially since they enforce the same set of laws. What we don't see, in fact, very many places in the world, what we found is that capitalism or the free market or whatever term one wishes to use for it is the most humane way and the fairest way and the most equitable way and the most efficient way to deal with getting goods and services. Why is it that we can't have that in the area of protection?
Indeed. And some other ideas put forth about how to, you know, increase accountability and decrease corruption and in regard to the government police, of course, one of the big ones, the ultimate goal would be to make it so that they don't have that monopoly anymore, because the monopoly is in the form of this, Mark, in that even though there are different departments calling themselves something different and wearing different colors, the sheriffs wear brown around here and the state police wear green and
the cops wear blue,
and so they're different. But they're all funded through the same funding mechanism, which is taxes. And Derek J. Freeman, who is our Monday night co-host, posted up one of the pictures from the Million March going on right now, that where there are at least 50,000 people in the streets of New York City. He posted a picture of that and suggested that if those people were to just do something more than going out and marching, what could be possible? And I suggested that, boy, if we only had that many people who didn't pay taxes, if all those people, the 50,000 people that are right now protesting and holding signs and shouting in the streets, if they actually decided, hey, we're going to stop paying taxes, to stop funding these police, to bleed them dry in a very nonviolent manner through, you know, not paying into the system, that would change everything. If people could just choose to not support these agents who are hurting them and their families. I mean, it's a crazy system where you're paying for your own oppression, while at the same time the oppressors call themselves your servants. I mean, it's just one of the most backwards, insane systems that you could possibly envision. But yet, that's what we're told is the best system in the world. So you're welcome to share your thoughts.
It's certainly the best for those that work in the government.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And that's who they're truly protecting. They're protecting and serving their masters, and their masters are not you. Their masters are the people in the legislature and their bosses in the police departments and the politicians. So the other thing I pointed out...
That's why I don't trust the Tea Party. We just had a caller on that. Mm. Is because they don't have principle. They don't actually stand for anything. They're for less of something. And politicians have been going to Washington, D.C. as long as Washington, D.C. is in Washington, D.C. And before that, they were going to New York. You know, as long as there's been a U.S. government, government and any representative government, they've been saying we're going to have less government except for this.
Yeah, well, right, because when they get to when they get elected on a less government platform, even George W. Bush ran on a smaller government platform.
And the government grew by like 60% under him.
He grew the government faster than Bill Clinton grew the government.
Had the largest increase in the in government action inside the medical sphere besides Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You can lay out the things George Bush did without a name, and you'd think it was Barack Obama.
Exactly. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Randy. He's in Georgia, and you're on Free Talk Live, Randy.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I was just wanting to ask you guys a question. I'm a fairly new caller. I've only been listening for a few weeks, and anytime anyone brings up anything about 9/11, you guys kind of shut them down. And you guys, it's never been really made clear to myself what you guys' actual stance is on as far as what transpired that day. And I don't know what fairy tale the official story is. I mean, that's already been pretty basically recanted by 6 of the 10 commissioners of the 9/11 commission that it was all a big sham. So I just wanted to hear what you guys had to say about that, and also ask if you guys have ever done any research on or watched any video of
I've seen the video.
Falling into its own footprint.
I've seen Louis Page, and I've seen
building falling into its own footprint. What's your explanation for that?
Okay, so to answer your question generally, I have seen Loose Change, and I've seen some Alex Jones movies, and, you know, I've seen this stuff. And we've had callers over the years, you know, explaining their positions and their viewpoints on this. And, you know, my position is that I don't know what the real story is, and I doubt that really anybody else does. Most people
believe the official story? Do you believe the official story? Do you believe 9?
Did I say that? Because I think I just said I don't know what the truth is.
I'm asking you if you do. I'm not trying to put words
in
your mouth.
Well, by virtue of the fact that I said I don't know what the truth is, would mean I don't believe any story that I've been told about 9/11.
You don't believe that 19 hijackers with box cutters.
I don't have any beliefs about 9/11. I don't know. All I know is some buildings fell on that day, and I know there's a lot of stories that are competing.
I do believe that Americans would have allowed people with box cutters to hijack planes.
Where was NORAD? I mean,
What does that have to do with box cutters? I said I believe that Americans would have allowed at the time for people with box cutters to hijack planes. That's all I've said.
So what's your position, Mark? Do you believe any of the stories on that line?
I believe a lot of it. And one of the things I think that is worth...
Hold on, wait a second.
I was just asked a question. Theories is that they're just fundamentally racist at their core. Because what they say, that somebody... Because the United States and Great Britain, you know, for the last 7 decades have been lording over the Middle East, telling them what they're going to do, supporting puppet dictators, supporting kings and sheiks, and dictators throughout the decades, and some of them ruling for decades. And then when somebody decides that they might want to do something about it, there's a story. Well, this couldn't possibly have happened, that some people were willing to pick up arms and fight back against what essentially is the world's empire.
How's that racist?
It's ethnocentric if it's nothing else. It's saying that people in the Middle East don't have any guts. They wouldn't fight. Mm. You know, American, good old Americans, they'll go out and they'll pick up guns and they'll fight, but those people in the Middle East, they don't care about nothing.
I disagree with you there, buddy. I think they got more guts than most Americans. I just don't believe that the logistics were in place. There's just no way they could have pulled it off. That's all.
There's a lot of stories. We'll never know.
2 hours of training flying a Cessna airplane simulator.
I lived in Venice.
I don't think so, man.
There was much more than that. I lived down in Sarasota, Florida, which was right next to Venice, where they got some of them were trained, and it was much longer than that.
Well, just to point something out here.
I'm sorry, it wasn't.
Look, man, I mean, this is so irrelevant to me. You're talking about something that happened back in 2001. This is 13 years ago.
What do you think?
You know what's relevant to me, Randy, is the fact that you've got the cops out on the streets strangling people to death. That's what's relevant. We've got video footage of that. I don't need to have a conspiracy theory.
Okay, but what do you think the catalyst for that was? When do you think all this started?
But just so you know, the police have been
stripped away.
Are you really going to tell me that your liberties were... hold on. Are you really going to try to tell me your liberties started to be strangled on 9/11? Because, brother, you haven't been paying attention. The war on drugs has been raging for years prior to that.
Accelerated. Absolutely. It's been accelerated since.
No doubt about that.
It's been made an excuse for everything.
Well, yeah, but that's a utilitarian argument. The utilitarian argument is we must believe that 9/11 was an inside.
I'm putting him on hold. He just keeps talking.
The utilitarian argument is we must believe 9/11 was an inside job because we have had our liberties restricted after which. That's not, regardless whether it happened, something happened. Right. Clearly, something happened. The liberties have been restricted. It doesn't really matter why. Why does it have to be a government conspiracy in order for that to matter?
I guess it's because people want to feel like they know something that other people don't, or feel like they're on the inside track.
I know this is that, we get lied to by the government all the time.
All right, we'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. Thanks, Randy. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, you can take control toll-free here. The live Saturday edition continues on. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we have Sherry's Berries on board with Free Talk Live yet again. They are delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
Decadent, fresh, juicy berries, and they're dipped in tempting white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. Chocolate.
Do you have a favorite, by the way, of these?
It's a tough call between the white and the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
I like both of them. I like the dark chocolate because it got the chocolate chips all over the outside, but the white chocolate's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I like both of those. I would probably think the milk chocolate was the best thing I'd ever tasted until I tasted those other two.
Well, you get to pick your favorite if you order some delicious freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Just $19.99 to start, and that's over 40% savings. Oh, by the way, you need a discount code in order to get these deals. Our code is FTL. What you do is you go to berries.com, click the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in FTL to get the deals. Now, it starts at just $19.99, but if you add in $10 more, you'll double the berries, and you don't want to not double the berries. I mean, you will want more berries. You'll be sad you did not double the berries if you don't. So I would highly suggest
Free
you
Talk
do
Live
that.
Does not want you sad.
Yeah, I mean they're delicious berries. You'll be happy for a little while, but then you'll want more, and you'll wish they won't be right there for you because they've got to ship them to you. So again, go to, and if you're going to ship the berries, you want to just pay for the shipping once rather than calling them up again or going on berries.com and reordering. So berries.com, click the microphone on the top right. This is a great gift. It's the holiday season. You can really brighten somebody's day. I mean, who wants to really get a bunch of junk when they can actually have delicious, freshly dipped strawberries and chocolate. That are also, by the way, topped with chocolate chips, as we mentioned, but also decorative swizzle as well as nuts. It's just an amazing little gift, and it'll be memorable. Berries.com. Click the mic in the top right. Type in FTL. That's Berries, BERRIES.com. As we go to Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just was listening to the show. Enjoy it. Very seldom agree with you, but I still enjoy listening.
Thanks.
Question. I got in the car a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And it seemed as if we were berating police departments in general. My question for you guys, you have a break-in, you call the police, what do you expect to happen?
I would hope that they would show up, and I would expect them to take a look around and hand me a piece of paper so that I can give it to my insurance company.
What if it's too late and there's none of you still alive?
Well, break-in is something entirely different than, like a home invasion and murder. So, I mean, let's set the scenario up just fine.
Okay.
I would say this, that when seconds count, police are minutes away. So you're responsible for the protection of your family. And I would recommend, I would recommend for those that are interested in taking the risk, firearms.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, guys. I appreciate that. I would have not expected it, okay.
Because I'm not fond fond of government monopolies on things. I must be against weapons.
Yeah. Hold on, Larry. Okay. You're new to the show, so let me give you a quick rundown here. Maybe you missed some of the conversation that we had earlier. I know that WIBC, I think, is taking 2 out of the 3 hours that we do on Saturday night. So, real brief, I don't oppose the police. I want the police to go after break-ins and thefts and murders and rapes and arsons. That's what I want to see the police doing. Unfortunately, I see them too often going after underage drinking and marijuana possession and speeding and stop sign violations. So to me, I'd rather the police focus on real crimes, because if the police actually focused on crimes that have victims, then people wouldn't be afraid of the police anymore. People would want to help the police rather than, being so afraid that they're going to arrest them for having a bomb out on the table, when they come over to ask them questions about an actual crime. So the police have dug their own hole on this one, and they could dig themselves out anytime they want to by actually respecting the members of the community in which they are tasked with supposedly protecting, rather than arresting them for peaceful, for doing nothing with a victim.
I suppose the problem they get into is a law is a law. I agree with you guys to this extent, and I think it's good. In a little town where I live outside of Indianapolis, the police department there for years went by the letter of the law rather than the intent of the law. And they have really made some great strides to adjust that so that they're a little more in the scenario that you presented, where they're trying to do more crime solving rather than ticket writing and those kinds of things.
One of the I used to be the sort of Republican. I'm a Republican. The sort of Republican that was like, law and order. We need a nation of laws. This is a nation of laws. That's what's made us great. And at some point, I disavowed that. First off, I don't believe that laws are always just. And in fact, I would generally say laws are not just.
Yeah, they're written by scumbag politicians.
Right, and that's the reason. And let's not forget that Charlie Rangel, violated the tax laws that he voted for. He didn't. He got censured by the House. He didn't go to jail. Where would we have gone? When police officers roll through stop signs, I've never seen a police officer pulling a police officer over to give them a ticket. One time I saw a news story about a Broward County sheriff's officer getting pulled over by a Florida Highway Patrol woman, but he was going 120. So that might have been an exaggeration. So, I mean, like, you know, this very rarely happens. I don't believe we have a nation of laws. What I believe is we have a nation of serfs, the king's men, and those that rule us.
So we have rules or something.
Well, we just Harvard University recently did, or was it Princeton? A Ivy League school recently did a study, and they said that we have a plutocracy, and that's rule by the rich.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have anything wrong with rich people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with rich people
until they use their money to power and power over other people.
Yeah, you do have a system that essentially the people who have political influence are able to have the politicians pass legislation that essentially enshrines that influence they already have, meaning that these supposed regulations that are supposed to protect people are actually protecting the big companies from upstarts and innovators and competitors. Like, you know, a perfect example, of course, is Uber. Do you guys have Uber and Lyft in Indianapolis?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm not all that I'm 66, so I use what I have to use.
So these are ride-sharing companies that have come up on the scene within the last couple of years. And,
introducing that as we, you know, right now.
So in a lot of places, they are getting opposition from the establishment. And what's happening is the old guard of the taxi cab companies who've been in business forever and they've, you know, paid their government fees and their extortion money and all of that. And so now the taxi cab companies are mad because these innovators have come into their business and they've shaken things up. And they are demanding that the government, taxi cab companies are demanding the government stop Uber and Lyft from competing. And so they're using their political influence to put a stop to innovation that can make our lives better. And that happens across the board in so many different categories of, you know, companies from restaurants to, you know, medicine and things like that. There's a lot to talk about here. And, Larry, welcome to the show. Call us again sometime. Really appreciate your call tonight. Yep, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we have something to offend everyone.
In fact, we actually have Matthews in prison in Illinois on the line. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, fellas. You know, as you might imagine, I have a lot of time to just ponder the libertarian things, and I heard you guys Thursday night talking about, you know, the more philosophical type stuff.
Sure.
And what I was thinking about was, let's say that us libertarians got into a little bit of power. With the over 300,000 federal regulations, we would probably want to start dismantling this. How would we dismantle this stuff?
Good question. Hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment. More with Matthew. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you'd like right here toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know what? Tis the season to give yourself a little something. Free pound of coffee.
Go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Right there. All you have to do is sign up for the subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound of shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee. It's delicious. Upgrade your coffee drinking experience today by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. But if you decide to continue on with the subscription program there, now you'll have to pay for the shipping for the free pound, but it's a free pound nonetheless. If you decide to continue on with the subscription program, you'll be helping us help people around the world. Because Buzzbox does, that's the company that helps us with this, gives away the free pound, that sort of thing, makes these great coffee. Obviously, Free Talk Live, we're not running off to third world countries inspecting coffee beans. They are. What they allow us to do is take some of the profits back and give them out through microloans through Kiva.org. Kiva.org gives these microloans. We can pick the people, but they just sort of administer it. And it is amazing. We're helping people all around the world, just helped three more this week. And I love doing this. When the money gets paid back, we can give it to more people. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get involved, help other folks. And this is the time of year for it. upgrade your coffee drinking experience. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going back to the phones here. We've got Matthew. He's on the line from federal prison in Illinois, in the Marion area, listening on Monster Radio 1150 WGGH. Hey, Matthew, you're back on Free Talk Live. You barely had a chance to get your question out, so can you recap that for me, please?
What I was alluding to was, you know, the monstrous size of the federal government now and the 300,000 regulations that they have and stuff, that if us libertarians were to get into power, to try to begin to dismantle this thing without destabilizing the free markets that we're trying to support, how would we, you know, would we be able to do this, and would we be able to do it without actually expanding the size of government? Like the guys in the Vietnam War that said, oh, yeah, we had to burn the village down to save it.
I understand where you're coming from. I think Washington, D.C., when you're trying to use the political process is ugly. When you're trying to use the political process to do libertarian stuff, you end up getting into the crosshairs of other people who believe in the ideas of liberty pretty quickly. And that undermines your support amongst the liberty-oriented. Ask Rand Paul. He's very clear on how this phenomenon works. So I think that it's going to be unlikely and untenable for
Rand Paul's not liberty-oriented.
Whatever. What anybody who believes in the ideas of liberty to actually get into power in Washington, D.C. I think it's impossible. I think that you have to be backed by one of the two parties and get the huge money from people that are going to benefit. The problem with the political system is that, you know, the people that have all the money, they use it to make more money. You're never going to be able to turn it around. That's why I support the Free State Project. I have really no use for Washington, D.C.
It's too entrenched. The power is too entrenched. There's no chance that freedom-loving people are going to get anywhere in D.C., and if they did, they'd probably get killed. They'd all of a sudden show up dead somewhere.
Or they've got places for them, like the one that I live in.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, thanks for the call, Matthew. I do appreciate it. I do agree with Mark's assessment that you gotta focus local. But the thing is, with libertarians, there's not enough of them in any one given place outside of New Hampshire. Now, what's different in New Hampshire is the Free State Project. You touched on it, Mark. The Free State Project is the idea of moving liberty-loving people, 20,000 of them, to the same geographic area. Over 16,000 are currently pledged. We're getting closer to 17,000. And those, we're getting there. So, you know, within a couple of years, we're going to hit 20,000. And then there's a 5-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to make the move to New Hampshire. Now, let's be realistic. This Free State Project's been going on here for over a decade. It was formed back in 2001. Fact is, some of those 20,000 people, they're dead at this point. And
some won't move.
Some have forgotten.
They've had families or whatever.
They've signed up. But we're going to hit that 20,000 number. And
we've got 1,600 in state already.
That's correct. The early movers.
Yeah. And my experience on the ground, we've already seen huge successes. If we doubled our numbers, I don't think it would. I think that as a matter of fact, we've had all the success I expected to have already.
It's been amazing so far.
We have a libertarian veto in New Hampshire. There are enough people who are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. The reason you don't have one in your state is because you don't have enough liberty-oriented folks there
to
create one. But there's enough people who are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance currently to stop pretty much every piece of legislation that goes through that's anti-liberty. Now, these are nominal libertarians. They're not crazy, full-on libertarians like Ian and I are. But I think this makes New Hampshire singular in the world.
Well, something else that's special is that there are full-on libertarians who are elected here. They're just not running as Libertarian Party members. They're running as Republicans and Democrats. We've got people who would probably self-describe as anarchists who have won election here in New Hampshire to the state house. Where else has that happened?
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't happen anywhere.
It's a pretty crazy word, and I don't know that a lot of people are really, envying us for that particular term. But I suppose the anarchists are.
I'm just giving you an example, Mark, of how radically different things are here in
New
Hampshire.
There's no place in the world like New Hampshire.
We have voluntarists who are in political office here in New Hampshire, people who really, truly do believe in the ideas of liberty. One of them won her election with first place. She, in Manchester.
Yeah.
She won first place.
Out of
a
five-person race. The five people were going to win, and she was the number one.
So we're making a big difference. In fact, some people have, who support the state, people who love the government, one of them has said that the Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state. She said that 2 years ago.
Yep.
And it was true then, and it's still true today.
She won her election, too.
She did. She did, but she also comes from Keene, where people who love the state tend to win those
sorts
of things. So let's go back to your calls and thoughts. If you want to check out the Free State Project, please go to freestateproject.org. Better yet, go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and you can watch an hour-long documentary about the Free State Project, and it'll give you a whole bunch of great reasons. We touched on a few. This will give you 101 of them as to why this is the destination for people who love liberty. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Ladies first, we've got Ellen. She's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Ellen.
Hey, this I just wanted to point out, you know, reassert a couple of things, and one of them is that you were talking about this being a plutocracy, and really it's a corporatist thing that we've got going on here, which is why we got rid of Mussolini, and it's being backed up by people that are fascists, that, you know, that's why we got rid of Hitler, and here we got it in the United States.
I think it's difficult. These terms that you're using are almost interchangeable: plutocracy, corporatist, mercantilist, fascist. These terms really sort of describe the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, privateer can they can also be called pirates, but I suppose.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
Exactly.
So the difficulty with this is, you know, coming up with a term that describes sort of the same thing to people. Because what are corporations except, you know, things run by rich people? I mean, you know, there's
not
a corporation
true.
Is just a piece of paper.
Right. A corporation can be, you don't have to be rich to have a corporation. If you have a few $100, you can get yourself a corporation.
Yeah, but the little corporations aren't running the politicians.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So when you say it's a corporatist system, well, it doesn't have anything to do with 99% of the corporations. It has to do with 1% of the corporations.
Well, yeah, except for one thing, okay? When we granted corporations personhood, it was basically so that they could avoid their personal responsibilities. And
that's the result.
That's the point of corporations.
Right.
Look, corporations have been persons, from my understanding, from the beginning of the idea of corporation. What you have to understand is that corporations exist in legal land, and legal land is not the same as regular real life where the rest of us live. Legal land is this sort of...
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's this fictitious place created by lawyers, and corporations are called persons in this crazy legal land.
Down south, we call them liars.
And they're given rights and all kinds of other nonsense. Ellen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And by the way, the government's corporation. Just saying. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I say abolish corporations, support business.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, but there's enough time for your call if you dial in, well, maybe right now, 855-453. If you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do the show live on Sunday nights as well, and 7 nights a week, as a matter of fact. So there's always more time for you to get on the air with us here on Free Talk Live. You can join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. We've mostly been talking about police accountability here tonight on Free Talk Live due to the protests that are continuing around the country. Multiple cities tonight, there have been what has been called the Millions March NYC with probably tens of thousands of people. Some are saying at least 50,000 are in the streets of New York City, although it may be dying down now, according to some of the reports I've seen, but others not so much. It's interesting, and of course, a lot of people are talking about this finally. The issue of police accountability. Of course, our friends over at copblock.org have been doing a great job at keeping track of that for a long time, and we certainly appreciate that. You can join us here on the air and join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing, then one of the things you can do to help us out and help yourself at the same time is to shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. It is the shopping season, the holiday shopping season. You can, of course, you know, get your shopping done all in one fell swoop by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There's links to Amazon there. You link into the right Amazon for you. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, because we do have international audience, and also Amazon United States. You just click into the right Amazon over at shop.freetalklive.com, and whatever it is you buy for you or for somebody else, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So very simple. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com to get started there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jim listening to KSIS in Sedalia, Missouri. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Welcome, sir.
I got a couple things I want to tell you about.
All right.
Actually, I grew up in the outskirts of Philadelphia. And when we wanted to go, I'm 65, so back in the 60s, we'd go down there and buy some pot.
Okay.
And one time I got busted buying it and got arrested, put in the back seat of the car, and watched as the other guy that took the pot out took it back to where I bought it from.
And really?
There was no doubt. Oh, yeah. There was no doubt about it. I mean,
well, that's probably because you bought from an undercover officer, right?
Sounds like it.
Maybe.
Yeah. How else would the police have known that you just bought marijuana?
Unless it was, they were crooked as hell. I don't care.
Well, I'm not saying the cops weren't crooked. I believe you. The cops were crooked, no doubt about that. But my point being that they didn't just take the pot back to some average street dealer. They were working with that guy. I mean, that's typically how a drug sale or drug bust will work. One of the two parties is either a cop or an informant for the cops. And either way, if their job is to bust people on the street level, then they would be doing exactly that. They're not going to let the pot go all the way back to the station for processing. They need it back out on the streets to where they can sell it to some other unwitting victim. I think that's what happened in your case, Jim, and thanks for telling your story tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Glenn. He's in Michigan listening to WSJM in Benton Harbor. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First
sure.
time I've ever listened to you.
Oh, sorry for the shock.
No, it's not a shock at all. I'm glad somebody's talking about this stuff. My comment was a little about something a little bit earlier. I am always amazed, they talk about, you're talking about laws and the money. And I always say that show me a law that does not make money, and I'll show you a law that is not routinely enforced.
Yes, good point. And especially for the lawyers, by the way, they're the ones really making money off of these laws.
That's right. And then we're talking about the government, and we're talking about, I wanted to roll this kind of into the deficit. And what I've become really amazed about is that people do not realize what $1 trillion actually is. I'm sure some people will have heard this, but please listen to this. $1 million paid off at $1 a second would take 13 days. $1 billion paid off 1 second at a time would take 13 years.
Okay. Wow.
$1 trillion paid off 1 second at a time would take 31,000 years. So when
it's
we
a big
say
difference.
That our government is selling our kids and grandkids' futures down the hole, it is actually a fact. We're talking about before records were kept, we couldn't pay it off. By the time World War II hit, we were still owed on Civil War.
Well, the other part of this is that when you look at your dollars, it says yes. Federal Reserve note on it. This isn't U.S. money. This is money that is issued by the federal. Yeah, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States of America, which is a semi-private organization.
Well, it's a debt note.
Yeah, it's a debt note. So if they pay for every time the government breeds money into existence by borrowing it from the Federal Reserve. So every time they pay off their own debt, they actually eliminate money.
The money goes away, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. So you really can't pay off the debt because all the money we have in circulation is what you would is what you would pay off the principal of the debt
not
for.
That they ever
and
really
then there's
to.
The interest.
They won't pay it off ever. No. I mean,
the country's never not been in debt.
Yes, but it's never been 17, 18 trillion.
I know.
Look at China. When we hit 17 trillion, balloons went up. People were cheering. They have the debt clock of the United States in Beijing, China, and they celebrate every time it goes up because they know that we're never going to be able to pay this mess off.
Glenn, thanks for your call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. I want to get Jim in here. He's also been waiting patiently in Panama City, listening to WYOO. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir.
I'm enjoying your show immensely.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to speak about this police accountability. They're doing the marching up in New York. I'm glad for that. That's just a small part of this police oppression that they could be marching about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Washington is putting out like 90,000 pages of new laws every year for them to follow.
Oh yeah,
I.
You've been reading those,
instead
right?
They don't even read them before they start. Before they
sure
legislate
don't.
Them.
Nope.
Yep, before they regulate
right.
them. I mean, it's stupid things like a 10-year-old girl can't even sell lemonade in front of her house anymore, and the police arrest them.
Some places, I mean, that's certainly true. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Every government, like you were speaking earlier, every government agency now has SWAT teams and stuff like that. The home invasions that are going on every week that we don't have.
How long is it going to be?
That people die and little babies get burned for life.
Don't forget
these
the dogs.
These are things that we could be marching about. Yes, they're shooting dogs, whether yep. there's a reason to shoot them or not. These are the things that we could be marching for. And then Obama comes out and says, it's becoming a police state. This is right after he's been selling military
Obama
weapons.
Obama said that?
Machine. Yeah. He came out like a week ago on one of his things when he was trying to placate these people that were doing
Ridiculous.
The protesting, that it's becoming a police state after he's been arming them with
he's the top
vehicles and machine guns.
If it's a police state, he's the one who's in charge of it.
Yeah,
and he's been
arming them against us, the people. But one of y'all said you weren't so sure if you agreed with the cameras on the policemen. I am, because it's going to make them more accountable. But,
no, I think we do agree. We do both agree with the cameras on the cops. But one of our weekday hosts doesn't.
I'll tell you who else that should have the cameras on, and that's our congressman.
I don't want to see what those people are doing.
I think that's hilarious. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Jim, for the call tonight. That was perfect.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
I don't want to see what those people are doing. God knows. You'd have to triple X it. You know that.
Yeah, man. They've been doing some dirty, dirty business.
Those are bad people.
Yeah,
bad
people. You wouldn't want to let the kids watch, for sure.
No.
I mean, it's bad enough. I feel bad for those poor kids that get taken into the state house. My goodness. I mean, sometimes they bring in, like, I go to the state house here in Concord, New Hampshire every now and then to testify and stuff. And every now and then, there's like a class of elementary school students. I'm like, get these kids out of here. What are you doing? I mean, these poor kids, they shouldn't be around all these scumbags.
You know, I think they should just bring one of those beautiful new opulent cruise ships into the Potomac Harbor there in Washington, D.C. Get all the politicians to go on it so they can get out there for a nice cruise and just not let them come back. I'm not proposing that. I say get them out there. You know, the United States public would be far better off.
Can we cut the escape boats off first?
If we simply put them on a cruise ship and paid their bar bill and kept them out there
cheap.
For free, we'd be so much better off.
Some prostitutes.
It would, them spending money and having the checkbook. That's a terrible idea. We'd be so much better off without Washington, D.C. What do they provide us? Nothing.
All right, we're out of time tonight. Back tomorrow night. There's crazy news about the Ross Ulbricht case. We didn't get to touch on it tonight. I hope we can hit it tomorrow because it's shocking. I mean, even I was shocked, and I've seen some crazy stuff out of the court system. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason,
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.